Kevin,
a very disappointing result, but great heart and commitment in that second half.
Yeah, that about sums it up. A disappointing result, but you know, the whole regret is the first half. We just didn't work as hard. A couple of goals against the run of play, but we didn't work hard to stop the goals. A lot of ball in our forward line for the first 10-15 minutes, didn't work hard enough to keep it in there. And that's really all that changed for the second half. And in fairness, as you said, like the heart and spirit and pride, what is in there, came out of them. And it's a pity in the end. Like, it was very disappointing because I felt we'd done enough in the second half even to get back ahead. But there you go. Like, there was one or two funny decisions and things happened there, but at the end of the day, it's down to our own first half performance. And that is the disappointing thing. But you know, the absolute positive from it is how hard, even in the short space of time that we're working together, you know, and a team is still only coming together. We're still a fellas playing for the first time and things like that. But, you know, they showed a fair bit of heart and commitment at the end of it, and you'd have to be happy with that.
It's a learning curve for a lot of these younger players, and I suppose that showed maybe in the first half, and at the back, a wee bit of inexperience maybe cost you.
Yeah, see, the pity of it, like, is they are four or five very experienced good lads out there, and you know, for different reasons they won't, you know, they have other priorities, and I'd love to be able to convince one or two of them to come in and give it a shot, because the young lads, they can't come on being thrown in at the deep end. You need to kind of introduce them gradually with a couple of experienced lads. But yeah, that showed, you know, absolutely. Had we one or two more experienced lads like kind of Justy in the back line, another one of them would have probably prevented one or two of the goals. But look, it is what it is, and they're a committed bunch, what we have there, the 24 of them. Hopefully we'll build that a little bit again and see where it goes.
It's a setback, but nothing more than that. I mean, there's still plenty of time to, you know, to pick up the points you need and to get where you want to be.
Yeah, I mean, without setting goals on it or anything, I mean, one thing I said from the start, it's such a short space of time and no work done and fitness very poor that, you know, if we could just consolidate, the last thing we want to be is in a relegation battle. You know, to me, if we just survive in that league, and there's plenty of games ahead to do that. You know, the win last week certainly will help that, but we need to pick up 6 points, and anything after that to me would be a bonus. And like I said, that's still there. We have 2 weeks now to get some training done, and hopefully we'll be in a better position in 2 weeks' time.
And there's plenty of incentives there, and one of them might be a big crowd here for your next game. You're on a double bill with the Footballers against Derry, and a massive game for them. So they'll want to show what they're worth in front of a big crowd.
Yeah, I wasn't aware that was a double header. Well, look, sure, one way or the other, it's for themselves. You know, okay, it's great to impress whatever crowd, but whether they come and watch the following week will be another thing. But, you know, really it's for themselves. If we get them working hard and playing for themselves, that's about where it's at, whether you're here or anywhere else. You know, a bit of pride in Tyrone Hurling, which is there. We just need to develop it more.
It was a vastly improved second half there, Kevin. You know, some of the scores in the second half sort of defied the conditions.
Mm. Yeah, I'd still just put it down to work rate. You know, we had that type of possession in the first half. We had that type of ball going into the forward line, but we just weren't moving into the position to use it. And like you said, there was one or two scores there that were definitely one or two passes because fellas showed for the ball and gave a support run and came onto the ball. And that is the regret. Had we done the same thing in the first half, we would have had a few scores like that and probably would have played more of the game in their half. But you know, there's potential there, and like I said, if we could get just that four or five other experienced lads in here, there's definitely potential in a lot of them young fellas, and it's going to take a huge amount of work, but you know, so be it. Happy days.
It's moving in the right direction,
though. Yeah, like, you know, I still say, like, if we can, like, we're only together 2 weeks, really, 3 weeks, I suppose, counting to the start of the league, but yeah, there's potential in it. Like, I'd be content that we would stay in Division 3A, but you know, who knows what will happen. Like, if we could get that run, get a couple of more points on the board, who knows. But it's really about trying to build that panel and team over maybe a year or two, or whatever it's going to take. But certainly a lot of things need to change, and a lot of attitudes need to change, and a lot of the training needs to change if we're going to seriously compete and try winning Nicky Rackard. Whether that's going to happen this year or not, who knows, but we'll see.